Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Shira Springer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. So a new school year has begun, and that means that many seniors and their families are already focusing on what comes next.
Just when you thought it was safe to go into your locker, comes the terrifying true story of teens facing that most horrifying experience of all, getting into college.
That clip from the 1989 film How I Got Into College sums up how a lot of people feel about the college application process. And a crucial part of that process is the dreaded college essay.
There's a huge amount riding on it, but Sarah Myers McGinty urges students to calm down about the college essay and embrace it as an opportunity to escape a narrow evaluation by numbers or grades. Sarah Myers McGinty has worked in college admissions and taught writing for the past 20 years. Her new book is called The College Application Essay: Successful Strategies for a Winning Essay. She joins us now to talk about crafting the perfect essay. And good to have you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And what is it about the college essay that strikes such fear? And I know a little bit about this. My daughter just went through this in the last year. And oh my God, what an event! What a psychodrama!
But a happy conclusion.
Oh, happy conclusion.
At Bates College,
yes,
right?
That's right. Worked out well.
Well, I think what prompted me to be interested in it was working with very bright students who said, I've never done anything like this before. And that would, for any teenager, seem like a scary moment. But I felt like, holy mackerel, they have done all kinds of things like this before. They're just not seeing the parallel.
Hmm. And when you say they've done all kinds of things like this before, you mean they've written a lot of essays and they just have to sort of summon what they know.
And if you said, give me 650 words on the Great Gatsby, they'd do it in a heartbeat. But turn that lens around and look at yourself, suddenly seems very different.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about what makes a good essay, pitfalls to avoid, all kinds of other questions. But listeners, we want you involved in this question, in this conversation. Are you working on a college essay? Are your kids? What questions do you have about it? Or maybe you've already been through this process. What's your advice? Give us a call. Join the conversation at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. We're talking with Sarah Myers McGinty about the college application essay. And Shira, I want to be sure to get you in on this conversation because I learned this afternoon, you told me, your mother actually helps coach kids on college essay, right?
Yeah, I think, and coach is probably the accurate word there, because she is really all about helping kids produce the best essay possible and not having family members or other adults be overly involved. And I guess that was one of my questions for you, which was, how do you, you know, negotiate that difficult aspect? How involved should family members be? Should parents be? And what type of involvement works best?
I think family members should be involved. And it's a very crazy kind of spectrum, because for some families, you want to say not so much. For other families, first-generation applicant, parents may step back and feel like they have no right to be involved, and yet they should be, because I think parents do know, even if they know not so much about individual colleges or, you know, what the application criteria are for Tulane, they know the young person. And so I think parents should be very involved, verbal, early.
Verbal early, as opposed to doing the copy editing and rewriting later.
Right, absolutely. No, keep your hands, behind your back.
But is that realistic? I mean, I actually don't know the answer to this, but yeah. I just have to imagine that tons of well-meaning parents who think they're pretty good writers, and now I'm beginning to like sound like I have personal experience with this, that it's sort of hard to keep your hands off of your kids'
But you wouldn't do heart surgery on yourself. So look for
good analogy
for that person. Yeah. And I would venture to say that the vast majority of high school seniors have highly competent people in their school systems that are the sources of information that no one else can get their fingers on.
Yeah.
Okay?
So what's your top piece of advice to young people who are taking on this assignment?
I guess the first thing I would say is, don't look at the questions. In other words, if you start by running your eye down this list of prompts from the common and thinking, when have I failed? When was I challenged?
Yeah, and just for people who aren't familiar with this, when you say don't look at the questions, so the common application actually has, what, three or four essay questions, five that you choose the one that you want to write about, right?
I think you need to, before you even look at the questions, think about what you want to convey and what is going to be missing from your application if the essay isn't there. And once you've got a grip on some personal feature that you think they need to know about you, then you can back into a question. You can back into any one of those questions. If you've decided, I want them to know that I'm resilient. I want them to know that I'm curious. I want them to know I'm creative. But the core of the essay should be some feature about yourself that is missing from the application. And when somebody reads it, at the end of reading it, they should say, that is so you.
So that's where the family can come into it.
Could do.
You also say there's no wrong topic, no right topic. What do you mean by that?
Well, I do think advice often gets packaged in that. Don't write about this, or try to find a that. And it's my opinion that there's no, well, okay, pet
That's peeve. What I'm wondering. Yeah, I'm okay, wondering if okay. there are certain pet peeves One. Or topics you should really stay away from.
Well, and I like your choice of the word pet peeve. I don't think you should write about pet death. It's just really, as Muffy's eyes were closing, it's no. But I think almost anything else can be written about. Even the most hackneyed topic can be good if you take us there, abide there, show it to us, make us feel how it felt for you. And to say, don't write about the football team, don't write about the opening night of the play, bad advice if you can take me to that opening night and really unpackage it for me in an interesting way.
What I'm hearing from you is authenticity matters when you're writing these essays. Is that kind of the bottom line? If nothing else, be your authentic self?
Absolutely. I couldn't say it better. And I think that where we see problems with that is when parents and other advisors sort of come in and start to say, oh, this, oh, that. And then it starts to take it out of the hands of the writer.
Listeners, we're talking to Sarah Myers McGinty. She's the author of the College Application Essay, Successful Strategies for a Winning Essay. Lots of young people are now beginning to think about that, if not already writing the essay. Are you working on a college essay? What questions do you have about it? Give us a call, 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Let's go to Caroline, who's calling from Hyannis. Caroline, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, I'm on the air. I just want to congratulate you on what you're saying. My son has just been through the process. He's just gone off to college, and I read his essay when he was 1 second away from submitting it, and I was blown away about, you know, how good it was. If I had tried to help or influence him, I just know it would have been worse. And it was absolutely him, you know, I just want to sort of say to parents out there, please, I think less is more. You know, I don't think it's not your turn to apply for college, it's your kid.
Yeah. Caroline, what did he write about?
He wrote about letting go. He basically wrote about something that he tried to be, you know, a little bit of, I would maybe say, a control freak and try to take control of all the grades and all the extracurriculars he was doing. And he learned about, he wrote about learning to delegate. And I actually learned something about him when I was reading it. It was great.
All right. Well, Carolyn, thanks so much. Yeah, go ahead,
Sarah. A wonderful comment, because you see now the three of us sitting here, we actually sort of know a little bit about this young man. We know something about his past, how he evolved, how he looked at things, and that at the end of the day, when there's one space left and three or four folders to be looked at, they might say, how about that kid that finally found balance and kind of let go a little bit? They're probably not going to say, what about the kid that did a community service project?
Hmm. Aren't there pitfalls, though, to avoid? I mean, it's interesting. When I was helping my daughter through this process, we actually went to a lecture at one of the colleges she was considering where they actually talked about the college essay. And she was actually considering writing about a sports injury and how she came back from it. And to our, well, not to our horror, because she hadn't written it yet, they said, and if I have to read one more essay about a sports injury, I think I'll, you know, and we just looked at each other and said, okay, you're not going to write about that one.
The ACL tear? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. ACL tear.
Well, yes. I think it's important to know that people who read essays in admissions offices know what they like and what they don't like, and they aren't necessarily, I mean, my interest in this is how do you get to something that's interesting and useful. So I think that a sports injury, again, I would never encourage a student to say, I'm going to write about a sports injury for my essay. But if a student said, I want to write about resilience and disappointment, I think I'm going to try to use that to show it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that. All right. What's the most memorable essay you've ever read? Or, you know, are there one or two that stand out?
Sure, there are. I guess way back when I was working at Sarah Lawrence, I remember an essay. The young woman said she came home from 11th grade to find her grandmother ensconced in an unfamiliar bed in the dining room smoking a cigarette. And then she began to talk about how awful that seemed at first, but then how her grandmother was there when she would get home from school, and over time they would talk. And she came to some different conclusions about what this all meant from where she started.
Yeah. I want to play a piece of tape. This was from an interview we did a few months ago. It came from, and this sort of pushes back to your idea here, and I just want to get your response. But last December, we spoke to Mitchell Stevens. He's an associate professor of education at Stanford, and he spent 18 months in the admissions office of a top-tier liberal arts college, and then wrote a piece for the New Republic called Stop Obsessing Over Your College Essay, Admissions Officers Don't. Here's what he said.
It's sort of like, you know, worrying about what color tie or what outfit to wear to a job application. Is it completely irrelevant to the evaluation? Well, probably not completely irrelevant. Are other factors substantially more important? Probably.
So his point was things like GPA.
Absolutely.
And this kind of, but his message was stop obsessing about it. You have to do a good job, but it's not like it's the whole basket of apples.
No, and I think why it kind of rises up is it's still something in control of the student when it comes forward. It's too late to talk about your transcript. The only way I would disagree with what he said is that it's sort of application by application. So, for instance, at some schools, the essay will be the way the school decides that you can handle the academic work, and you better write a decent essay because they're going to be thinking, can this kid do the term paper? At the highly selective colleges, which was, I think, where he was speaking of, doubtless, and almost every school will tell you grades and courses come first, maybe testing next. Some schools, Sarah Lawrence, we did think the essays were second because writing was a very important part of that curriculum. But it can be a tip factor at the margin.
Yeah, and that can be an important factor, right? I mean, with things being so competitive as they are.
You mentioned it can be a tip factor at the margin, but are there cases where an essay can push, you know, a good candidate, or perhaps the other direction, where an essay can put off an admissions officer and say, I'm not sure we want this person in our community?
Yes, I think that's true. And I think the Stanford researcher was suggesting that, you know, at the a highly qualified student who has every reason to expect to be admitted to school X or Y, as long as the essay isn't embarrassing, it's not going to change the decision. But sometimes a student who falls into that gray zone can fall one way or the other. Certainly, if the essay represents either a weakness in writing or a kind of waste of time.
Let's go to Ken, who's calling from Melrose. Ken, you're on the air.
Hi there. I was just wondering if colleges are becoming more open to students sort of demonstrating their authentic selves in other ways than writing, like videos or design this website or those sorts of things.
Absolutely.
Interesting question.
Yeah, absolutely. Tufts, a couple of years ago, experimented with the option of providing a YouTube video as part of your application. Skype interviews are being used in different admission settings. And I think of Fred Hargadon at Princeton as the source of this. I think admissions people would really like to sneak into your room, wake you up in the middle of the night, shine a flashlight in your face and say, talk to me. Tell me about yourself. And so they feel they're getting so much stuff that's been polished beyond value that they're asking for lots of little, give me your top 10 list. Tell me what makes you happy. What's your favorite day of the week? And all of that, I think, is meant to try to get around the over-massaged piece of writing and a little bit more at the heart of the kid.
Hmm. Some of this social media stuff, some of these other ways of communicating your authentic self, I would imagine, can get a bit on the eccentric side. So what words of caution might you have for people who go about, you know, trying to portray a three-dimensionality to themselves without going way off on the eccentric side?
If you're going to go into that area at all, into try a YouTube or anything like that, first of all, be sure that it is something that the admission office can easily access, because they don't have the ability to look at your slides or, you know, flip through something in an arcane portfolio website. The other thing is, make it short.
Yeah, well, they demand that. I mean, there's a word count, right?
Oh, yeah, but I mean a video.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Sorry, video.
Yeah,
right, of course.
Two to three. Well, they themselves don't watch anything for more than a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. You know, I asked you sort of the most memorable essay. What about, you know, a great example, a dramatic example of the kind of essay that you should avoid at all costs?
Well, there is that. It may be a myth, but it's often told that a student wrote an entire essay about his family's habit of pheasant hunting and spelled pheasant wrong.
Oh, dear.
I read the essay that ended with, "And from that day on, Daniel was my best fried." So you do definitely want to proofread to be sure that you're presenting the best foot forward that you can.
Yeah. I'm curious about the common application. It was sort of came into practice, came into use to make things easier. How does this affect the college essay? I mean, is it taboo, for example, to submit the same essay to multiple colleges?
Well, remember, if you go back to the beginning where I said the whole idea is that the essay should convey a core feature about yourself, wouldn't you want to convey that core feature to every school?
Sure.
And if there's some temptation to end the thing with a sentence like, "I intend to give my best to Oberlin as Oberlin will give the best to me," I think you can just skip that and figure that the essay is meant to, like that part in The Wizard of Oz when it goes from being black and white to suddenly being color, mm-hmm. Let the essay feel like that in the application. It won't matter who you send it to.
Yeah.
The common application, though, has unfortunately, I've been around and seen it evolve from a way to make things more efficient when young people were applying to 5 and 6 colleges to now where, for various reasons, young people apply to 10 and 12 colleges, and colleges themselves are trying to get behind that kind of highly polished piece that sits in the middle of the application. And so now there's that core essay, and then maybe as many as 10 other pieces of writing.
Right, that are just supplemental to that particular to each particular college.
And some of them are fun and crazy and interesting. University of Chicago would be a good example of that, asking you to put together a historical mashup like Queen Elizabeth Cady Stanton. but many of those are some of the hardest questions, or one of the hardest questions you'll ever be asked, which is, why in particular do you wish to attend such and such a school?
You mentioned the proliferation, the greater number of colleges that people are applying to these days. What about something akin to what my mother does, in the sense that the proliferation of people who are out there outside of your family to help coach you through the process? Mm-hmm. What stock do you put in that? And are they helpful with the college essay process? My mother, of course, excluded.
Oh, I know she's helpful because I know her.
I did not know that.
I do. And a book, too, right? The book.
The book.
I think it was a book.
There may have been a book that I'll have to ask her.
Some stuff you don't know about your mother, Shira.
I know. This has been a very educational segment.
So to speak. Well, that's a complicated question, because it's sort of like saying, is psychotherapy any good? Lots of people can get through life without it. Other people find that it's helpful to them. I think that the most important thing is to recognize that you have in almost every school highly qualified people to support the college application process, and you've already paid for that, either by tax dollars or, if in some cases, tuition payments, but you better really exhaust that. And don't say to me, you know, "Oh, well, she doesn't really know my daughter." Well, the person you just hired doesn't really know your daughter either. So it's important to be sure that you have rested from the resources that are available to you, every bit of help you can get. And those people know things that nobody else can get their hands on, such as who got into Washington University last year from this high school. So you really want those people to be your best friends, be grateful for the work they do. They keep track of an awful lot of stuff, and they're highly experienced.
All right. Well, useful, lots of useful advice there from Sarah McGinty. She's a former college admissions officer at Sarah Lawrence and author of the College Application Essay, Successful Strategies for a Winning Essay. Thank you so much for coming in. We're very grateful.
It was my pleasure.